you put about three rows of that barbed wire, one here, one in the middle, and one to the lower. That's to keep the cattle from getting out and getting in. And try to protect the chicken, but we chicken would push that wire down and crawl over it.
You're setting it up, you nail the wire to the...
to that picket with the staple open.
You dig a hole and then you set down the corner?
Posts down in there. Then you put the dirt back around there.
And you nail the wire?
And then you have them all line it up and they all strong and well put. Well, then you put your wire.
Uh-huh.
And that wire would be on a, they call it a spool, but it was a wire spool. And it looked like a big old spool that the real thread beads on, but it's a wire spool. And as they would put that wire, the spool would roll.
What would they dig the holes with?
Post hole digger.
Uh-huh. You dig the hole and then you set it down?
Uh-huh. That post hole digger was a something fixed like this. And it was about this long. And then it come up on a handle. And the handle had a lever. And you'd put that down in there and you work. And when you work that lever, it would go around to the dig the hole at you, the size you want.
Did you ever see a fence that's built like this and go in and out?
Yes. That's built those out in the area fence, suburbs, something like that.
What did they call that fence?
I believe they call those crosswood fence.
Uh-huh.
The crosswood. You've seen them, Hind. The fence made like this.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they put a rail in there.
Is that something new or?
No, that's old.
Uh-huh. And a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock, you call that a?
I would call that a stucco fence or brick fence. Or wall or something. What'd you bite? Wall, brick walling.
And when you're working, when you're raising cotton, you go out there with the hoe and sort of thin the cotton out? What do you say you're doing?
Thinning out cotton.
Uh-huh. What else do you have to do with cotton?
Oh, after you thin it out? You mean? You pick the cotton and put it in the sacks and you carry it to the mill and it bees weighed and see how much your cotton you picked and you get paid so much for cotton you pick, and then they put it up in a big old outfit, and then after that they put it in bales and send the country.
What is chopping cotton?
I think chopping cotton, now I'm thinking, that's when it's growing up and you chopping it to keep the weeds from taking it, you know, and keep it to let it grow on up to its destiny.
What different kinds of weeds grow up in the cotton field?
I don't know. I ain't it flat, don't know. I should. Pretty good at you this time. My granddaughter. Huh?
Is she in college
here? Yeah, she goes to Lamont. She's practicing teaching. She just come from college, so now she'll go and practice teach. She'll come out of school in December. Then she'll take up.
You mentioned a bucket. What's a bucket made out of?
Called Zints. Z-I-N-C. Z-I-N-C, Zints.
Did you ever see one made out of wood?
Yes, old wooden bucket. Pails.
What's the difference?
Well, a pail, I think, is one made out of wood. And a bucket is one made out of galvanized zinc. That's me, my difference.
Something you carry food to the horses in.
Oh, can. Slop can. Skillet. If what?
If you wanted to keep some flowers in the house, you'd put them in a
flower pot.
Or if they were cut.
Vases.
And you were table next to each plate. You give everybody
a fork and knife and spoon.
Yeah.
And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
Nice.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say you had to
wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes,
have to dry them.
Or to get the suds off, she
rinse.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them?
Dish rag.
What about when you're drying them?
Dish towel.
And to bathe your face with?
Face cloth.
And to dry yourself?
Face towel.
And?
Bath towel.
Uh-huh. Say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth. To keep it from spilling out, you pour it through a
funnel.
And something that's on.